Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The best bits of the week with Morgan.
Part one.
Behind the scenes with a member of the show.
What is up, y'all? Best bits. This is part one. We got Scuba Steve on. What's
Ooh,
up?
Part one. This is the one we talk about the show, right?
Well, we just talk about, well, not anymore. I mean, Okay. Now it's just like a breakdown. I say what all the bits are, and then we talk about whatever we want.
No, I like it. Let's do that.
Yeah, so here's the bits that we got that you'll hear in part two if you want to catch up on the show. So we got Raymundo, who thinks Sam Hunt wants to hang out with him again. Phrases that you shouldn't say to your partner, and then the show like got really vulnerable and admitted things they've said to their partner. Kind of funny. Bobby's thoughts on L. King at the Opry. You may have seen that viral video going around. Bobby shared what he thought about the whole situation. We had an interview with Chris Stapleton, the legend himself. I shared a creative date idea and got totally roasted for it. Lunchbox went to Starbucks and tried to fill this giant cup up, you know, with their whole new, you can bring a cup and get coffee for whatever you want. Yeah, he tried it with a giant cup. And then Amy's got a dating situation happening. So that's all what's going on in Best Bits.
And going back to the Ray one, this should be Ray further pushes Sam Hunt out from coming on our show ever again.
Yeah.
Because he's freaking way too awkward and creepy.
Yeah, we got stalker energy.
Leave him alone. It's hella stalker. I saw Sam Hunt at our previous country festival in Austin in 2023. And I was like, hey, man, I just got to tell you, like, this is just him and I talking as he's leaving from an interview. I'm really sorry about Ray. And he goes, oh, no, man, it's all good. He's fun. He's just playing around. And I was like, I don't think he's playing around.
That's the thing is, like, in any other situation, yeah, Ray's probably messing around.
Totally.
Sam Hunt, he ain't.
No, I think he really wants to go and like, be with Sam Hunt.
Yeah, and he would. I mean, oh, yeah. He literally tried to show up on Michael Ray's bus. So, yes, he would.
Yeah, totally.
For the plot, too. Not even just for Sam Hunt. Like, he'd do it for the plot.
No, I mean, like, be with him, like, in a relationship.
Oh, that's possible, too.
Yeah, no, I think he's in love with him.
That is possible.
Like, Sam Hunt may be his hall pass.
All things are possible, you know?
Yeah.
But that's what's on the Best Bits. Part two, if you want to catch up on the show this week, really interesting show and a lot of ones that y'all were laughing at. So if you want a good laugh, go listen to that. All right, Scuba.
Yes.
I got lots of fun things to talk
about. Okay, let's talk about it.
Okay, so there was a man who confessed on Reddit that he was sleeping with his soon-to-be wife's mom the night before the wedding.
Okay.
Like, crazy stuff. His soon-to-be bride, he was sleeping with her mom.
Yeah.
And I've been to a lot of weddings now, and I've seen some really crazy things happen. But I want to talk about what's like the cool, maybe it's cool, maybe it was just super wild, maybe you're like, holy crap, I can't believe that happened, thing that happened for you at a wedding. And I can let you think about it. I have a story.
Let me think about it for a second, because I don't have a story. But yes, go ahead. I'm sure I'll have one.
So I was in a bridesmaid of a wedding. Mine's not like weird, but it was definitely it was like I was in a rom-com.
Yeah.
I really love that for my life.
Okay.
I tried to do that a lot. I was a bridesmaid in a wedding last year, and one of the cousins of the groom I had kind of known in college, but it was kind of like we rekindled at the wedding. And like we had, like the wedding was super fun and I enjoyed it or whatever, but after the wedding, everybody got together to go out. I had like a 5 a.m. flight that next day, right? I'm out with everybody. It's like 11 o'clock. And this cousin and I just, you know, hit it off. And we literally stayed up all night together, literally, until I got into the Uber to leave to the airport. We stayed up all night together, hanging out. We partied with people. We took some walks outside together. We hung out in the little airport or the hotel lobby, had some drinks there. We kind of snuggled a little bit and we stayed up all night. And then I just left and we never hung out again.
You never ever hung out? You never contacted,
no.
texted,
and we
called,
didn't, we didn't
nothing?
Even hook up either. Like, it was literally just like this fun, like, I vibe that we had all night. And then I got in a cab and I left.
And
into
then
the
never,
abyss.
Ever, ever, you never try to find your number or reach out
to
you or talk to somebody?
We did
or?
Talk sometimes on Instagram, but like, we just knew, like, he lives in Kansas City and I live here, and the likelihood of either one of us moving to either one of those places is not there.
But how long ago was this?
This was last summer.
Oh my gosh, this is like recent.
Wait, it was the beginning of last year, last summer.
Well, here you go. Hold on a second. Didn't we talk about the show multiple times about how your man or your soulmate lives elsewhere? You basically met your soulmate and then kicked him to the curb, had an amazing night. And you're like, I'm good because we live 500 miles away from each other.
This, my psychic call was after that happened. So, she said it was going to happen in the fall.
Yeah, but she doesn't know what she's talking about. She just feels certain things and then tries to place it somewhere to give you an answer.
I was in Kansas City for a few other things after that, and I did try and meet up, but he was always gone.
Well, either that or he's probably married now.
No, he's not married.
Okay.
I do know, because like he's I have people who know him really well.
Okay.
And he travels a lot. So like, he was just gone. Every time I was there, he was gone. So it just hasn't ever worked out.
And I think that's also further reason why you should keep trying to pursue it, because the universe is trying to really make it hard, and the best things in life are hard to get.
Yeah, but that was like really hard.
Yeah, but like,
I went to Kansas City 3 times after that, and every time I tried,
and you hoped every
after
time.
The third time, I was like, I'm out. I quit.
Yeah, but what? But just you can't give up. One more shot.
But he's
one
never tried.
One more time. Yeah, because most guys don't like to try. Most good guys don't.
Okay, but that was 3 times I tried, Scuba.
Yeah, I know, but he was out of town every time. So nothing he could do about it. If he was genuinely traveling for work or whatever he was doing, he's like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to cancel my plans.
No.
You know?
Yeah, but like, he could try. He could be like, you know what? You've tried 3 times. Like, let's try and intentionally see each other. You know what I mean?
But again, I think guys are very, most good guys, or not good guys, I don't want to say guys who are good, they don't try. I just feel like most people, and men in general, are afraid of rejection and afraid to try. And it makes it...
Okay, Scoob, but like, I'll put myself out there 3 times.
I know, but he wasn't there 3 times. If he would have been there,
but
one
I
of those...
I literally was like, I would love to see you.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't like, what do you do? I was like, I would like to see you. Let's see each other next time I'm in town. Like, I've made a point.
And he's like, crap, all right. Well, he's like, I have no plans to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
But you have plans to go there a lot because you go back there for family.
Yeah, family and friends.
Yeah, he doesn't have plans to come here unless he has family or friends.
Then he can make the plans, because I'll put myself out there.
I know, but I feel like... Did you guys have that kind of a relationship where you think he would come here just for you?
I said, hey, anytime you're in Nashville or anytime you want to come, let me know.
Yeah. But people say that all the time, though.
No,
like,
I didn't.
Hey, anytime you're come on by. You're like,
and
all right,
sounds
great. I
followed that up with, hey, I'm also coming to Kansas City. I'd love to see you.
Okay.
I was very intentional.
Okay.
So I did try.
All right.
I put myself out there and I got rejected.
yeah, you did. Yeah. Wow. So, maybe he really wasn't into it. Maybe you got friend zoned and you thought,
How do you get friend zone after you spent a whole... He literally purposely stayed up all night with me.
Yeah, but that's like a friend thing too, though, sometimes. Like, you hang out with your friends
all
night long.
A dude that I haven't seen forever. I haven't seen since college. We weren't even like friends in college.
Yeah.
And he just purposely hangs out with me and is flirting with me all night.
Yeah. Maybe he just sounds like he can't close the deal. A lot of guys... Like, I was not good at closing the deal. I was scared to close the deal. I was waiting for the woman to make the first move.
I made three first moves.
I know, but he wasn't there for any of them, though. It's like saying like you went to the store at 9 a.m. but they open at 10 a.m. But I went there 3 different times and they weren't open. Well, they weren't open because they weren't open yet.
You know, I can't do anything about that, though. I can only do what I have control
over.
Well,
next time you go for the fourth time, try one more time.
We'll see. I don't think I have any trips planned there.
Well, here's a question for you. How far in advance do you let them know that you're coming? Is it like the week before or the day before? Or
no. Well, like the first two were a few weeks before.
Okay. It's a decent amount of time.
And he was already traveling.
Okay.
So it wasn't an option. And then the last one, I was like, well, I'm just taking a shot in the dark. I was like, I'll be there next weekend.
Why does he travel so much? Is it because he lives in Kansas City and he wants to get out? Or is he just travels for work?
He travels for work and he travels for enjoyment. So he's just a big traveler.
Okay.
So, and he's single. He's, like, why not?
Yeah.
So he's just one of those. Yeah, I love the adventurous types. It's really great for me until I want to date him.
That's why you got to try.
Yeah, okay.
You can't give up.
I won't give up, but I don't have any plans to go to Kansas City.
I know. Well, next time you have plans or you even think about it, yeah, or anywhere near it, or maybe test them.
Like, I'm single, then yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you're single. Yeah, that's right. If I'm single.
You know, sometimes you snooze, you lose, baby.
True. That's a good point. Or maybe how far away is Wichita to Kansas City?
It's like 3 hours.
Well, so there you go. Say, hey, man, I'm not going to be in Kansas City, but I'll be in Wichita. You want to come out here and meet, and then see if he'll drive 3 hours to come see you. Then it's like, okay, crap. So he really does like me.
Yeah, I could have told him that over Christmas, but I didn't, Scuba. I just gave up. Man, like, who isn't going to give up after 3 tries?
Yeah, but if you guys really hit it off, you hung out all night long and all these things, and you still have feelings about him because you're still thinking about him.
You lose some, you lose some.
Yeah.
You
lose some, you win some. But
all right, what's yours? Leave me alone.
I don't think I have like any like crazy stories except for like when I first got married. My first wedding was just crazy because it was just a party. It wasn't even, I mean, it was a wedding. There was a ceremony and everything. But from the moment I got there, one of my friends brought a cooler full of like moonshine and alcohol and other drugs and other things.
Space gods.
Space gods. Yeah, some space gods, which are great. And so I knew from the beginning, I was like, this is not going to be a wedding. This is just going to be an S show. Mm-hmm. I almost said the S word.
I'm so proud of you.
But I caught myself.
So proud of you.
Thank you so much. I'm really working on that. But it was a party. And I would say the wedding, because the spoiler alert, it didn't work out. We ended up getting a divorce, but everything worked out in life with me and my soulmate and everything. Mm-hmm. But in that moment, I was like, well, you know, you're thinking you're getting married. This is it. And man, was it an effing party. Oh, look at me again. I didn't say the F word. I just said F-N.
So proud of you.
Yeah. God, wow.
You're doing great.
It's just a party, a bunch of drinking. The ceremony happened and I don't remember anything because all I remember then the next thing was we had the wedding, which I can't even think of where it was. It was somewhere in Orlando. And then we went to the hotel. We never even made it into the actual hotel. We partied and like, you know, when you pull up to a hotel and they got like the awning and like the cars roll up and there's like valet and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We partied in like the roll up parking area.
You couldn't even make it inside?
Didn't even make it inside of the actual hotel. We were all out. We did that. We had the ceremony and then we had the whole thing. We drank there and ate and then we left there to go to the hotel and it was like an after party. And the idea was to go into the hotel into like one of the bigger rooms and have an after party. But we never ever made it into the hotel. We partied in that awning, I think from probably 8 p.m. until 2 in the morning. And the only time I would go into my room was to grab something or I changed my clothes or to go grab some paraphernalia.
You know, I do think that could have been a sign for you.
Yeah, I think it was because I didn't even hang out with her a lot.
Well, and like normally, like after you get married, like, you know, don't you want to go have some like alone time in the hotel? Like I get it coming back out or whatever and like going out with your friends or going out with your friends for a little bit. And then you're like, okay, by midnight, we're leaving.
Yeah.
Whatever. But like you didn't have any of that.
No, it was just a party. And I hardly even saw her. And then most of that ended up being trying to hook up one of my best friends with one of her best friends. Mm-hmm. And it became this mission for her and I separately. Like we never even really hung out. She could have been cheating on me at the wedding and I didn't even know it.
You had a lot of signs there, buddy.
I know there was a lot of signs.
You had some blinders on.
Oh my, yeah, I did. I really did. Because then when I got married this last time with my wife, we had the wedding. And as soon as the wedding was over, we went back to her mom's house. And then she's Filipino, so like everyone lives in the same neighborhood and they all come together. And it was like 50 people at the house. It was like a house party with like this amazing food and drinks. And then at the end of the night, which was like early, like 9, it was like, okay, we're going to go to the airport. And then her and I together got taken to the airport, dropped off. And then it was just her and I together solo flying to the Grand Cayman Islands. And that's when I was like, oh, what's that?
That's my favorite place. I love the Grand Caymans.
Oh, Grand Caymans are so phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. You've been there then?
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. Literally my favorite.
Yes. It's so cool because it's British owned. So everything is opposite. So you're driving on the left-hand side of the road and the it's just so crazy. It's so cool. And the food there is phenomenal. And the people there are cool.
And the water is literally clear blue.
Yes.
Like you can see yourself through it.
Crystal clear blue. Mm-hmm. And we did like an excursion. I think I talked about that one time where we went out in the middle of the ocean on jet skis.
Yeah.
And they went over that huge hole that's like goes to the center of the earth. And I was like, hell no, I'm not.
What is the triangle? Is it like the Bermuda Triangle?
It's near all that. And I'm like, you think I'm going to drive the jet ski in the middle of this massive hole that goes far? And it's circular shaped like a flying saucer.
Like the other dimension. Like you want to go to another earth?
Yeah.
That's where you go.
You shoot right into the hole
and away you
That's
go.
What I was nervous about. Like you get sucked into
How
it.
How cool would that have been?
It'd been pretty cool. But I'd be so nervous, I guess.
Or maybe it's where like the, what are Aquaman, the people called?
Oh, the people under the sea. People? Yeah, like Little Mermaid. Like
where they have their whole world under there.
Yeah, yeah. Atlantis.
Yeah.
Journey to Atlantis.
You could have been going to Atlantis.
I know. That actually would have been pretty cool.
So many missed opportunities of this hole.
Exactly. Then I don't have to be here right now. I'd be there. I'd be in a hole to the universe.
How freaking cool.
Or what if I did go down that hole?
And then you came back and you could have done a podcast about it.
Yeah. Or what if I did and I don't even know it? Like, what if it happened to me and I'm not even here right now? I think I'm living my life in this life, but I'm actually somewhere else.
This version of you, but a version of you split off and went into
that abyss. How do I know?
I believe it.
Yeah.
Okay. I do have a question for you though.
Okay.
I'm being asked, and I'm debating if I should do it.
Okay.
To go to a singles event for Valentine's Day.
Well, I got questions. Where is it at? Like, what kind of a place?
It's at Geodis Park. So it's at our soccer stadium.
Okay, so it's a soccer stadium.
Big event.
Is it a soccer game you're going to?
No. It's like a singles event.
Oh, so they like shut down the stadium. You're on the field.
I don't think you're on the field, but it's like they have like all the outside where all the food and stuff is. Yeah. That's all turned into like an event space.
Okay.
And they have, it's called Mix and Mingle.
Okay. What are some of the details?
Well, it's not called Mix and Mingle. It's called Meet Your Match.
Okay.
And
because it's a soccer match.
Yep. And there's a DJ. You got interactive things going on. You get drinks. It's only 21 plus.
It's on Valentine's Day?
It's on February 10th.
Okay.
So it's like right before.
Yeah, well, you should definitely go. You put yourself out there. Do you have any other friends that are single as well?
Is that like weird though?
No. I mean, why would it be weird? So it's like when people go to a bar, you're going there hoping that everyone's single. Now you're going to a place where you know everyone is for sure single. And we used to do these parties back in Orlando. They're called red light, green light parties. You ever heard of those?
Okay, I think I have, but tell me about yours.
They're older. I haven't seen a red light, green light party in God knows
how long.
Where
you wear a certain color if you're...
Either you can wear a certain color or you get this like lanyard and it's got red light, green light on it. Red light, yellow light, green light, or whatever, you know, the three colors. And you can flip it to whichever color you want to be on. Green means go, like I'm down, I'm DTF, let's do this.
Oh, like DTF, not like go, like I want to date you.
Well, date, sure, whatever. But like when you're at a bar downtown Orlando, your main goal is to like hang out.
That doesn't feel appropriate. That's like what everybody thought I was trying to do with Twister, and I wasn't.
Exactly. Or date, or get to know them. You're open to the conversation. Yellow means like, proceed with caution. I may have been through some stuff, or I'm just not really quite ready to be out there. But I'm willing to talk if I find the right person or if I catch the right eye.
Got it.
Red means like, leave me
DTD.
The F alone. Yeah,
down
yes.
Down to date.
Down to date.
Or down TT. Down to talk.
Down to talk, exactly.
Not DTF.
But don't get your feelings hurt if I shut you down or if I walk away because I'm yellow. I'm not green. And red means like, F and leave me alone. I'm just here to have a good time.
Got it.
Yes.
But why would you, if you were red, why would you go?
Exactly. But it could be maybe throughout the night.
Oh, so like you've had enough.
You've had enough, or you found somebody and now you both are red and you're you know,
like leave us alone.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That would be so cool. Oh, I should throw one of those.
You should. A red light, green light party. They're awesome. They're so much fun.
Maybe I can figure that out with like a bar in town somewhere.
Yeah.
And like I host it, but like I'm still part of it, but like I host it.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
It will be a red light, green light party. I haven't seen one in 15 plus years. So I feel like people don't even know about them. So I feel like it would be...
See, I've heard about them. I think people have like kind of resurgence. A lot of things are resurging from the 90s and the early 2000s, especially thanks to TikTok.
Yeah.
But like, that could be one. I have seen things about it.
You should own it because you're single.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Okay, so you think
I should are you single? You went on that Twister date, right?
Yeah, Twister date went good.
Okay.
So, who knows?
Well, good.
Only time will tell.
Okay.
But don't worry. I'll share if I'm not. But for now, I still technically am.
You should go to this then because it's cool. It's in your city. If you have friends that are single, you can go with, so you're not solo.
Yeah.
If you're going all by yourself, I'd be like,
Yeah, but also like if you don't have single friends, this could also be an opportunity for people who are single who are like, I need to get out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're confident within yourself and you're able to go out there by yourself, then have at it.
Yeah. If you're in Nashville and you want to go and I'm going to go, then come hang out with me.
Exactly, yeah.
I'm fun.
Yeah. She plays Twister. That's your dating profile. Hi, I'm Morgan. Down to play
it was
Twister.
One time. It was really fun.
DTT, down to Twister.
Okay, everybody thinks it's so sexual.
Yeah, and then Twister goes to wherever it wants to go to.
Let me tell you something. When you're playing Twister, ain't nothing sexual about that game. You know how many awkward positions you're in?
Exactly.
And it's hilarious.
We used to play Twister in high school parties because like body parts would get near other body parts.
Okay, well, because you're a freaking teenager and you're like just weird. Yeah. I mean, like as an adult, you're just laughing your butt off because you're like trying not to pull a hammy.
Yeah, 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 sure.
Like it's really not like, and you're in these weird twists and like nothing about that is sexual. You're just laughing.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, that's how it went.
I'll let you keep talking yourself into it.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like you're going to have a good story with this one, Scuba. There was a news story about a snoring argument that led, sadly, to a man being stabbed to death.
Oh, my God.
Which is absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And if you have this kind of rage, I really hope that you seek some help.
Yeah.
But I am curious. When is the last time that you got really angry at something that maybe you were a little bit out of character? Because I do feel like you got a little rage monster in you.
Yes. Yes,
do you want me to let you think about it? I have a story.
Yes, let me think about it while you have your story.
Okay, so mine was when I found out my recent ex cheated on me.
Okay.
Multiple times.
Okay.
Not just one. It was,
a couple times, yeah.
Whammy.
Been there.
He had left a few things at my house. And a few things meaning like he left them on purpose, you know, thinking I was going to welcome him back in. And they were expensive things. One of them was a tool of a certain kind.
Okay.
A tool? It was like a literal tool.
Like a hammer?
No.
You're doing a hammer motion.
It is kind of like that. It was an expensive one.
Okay.
It was something that he really, I don't really know. Don't ask me.
Okay.
And his laptop.
His laptop was there.
And like, there was quite a few expensive things.
Wow, okay.
Well, the day that I found out about this, it was raining. And I'm like, I don't want this crap in my house anymore. So I took all those things, loaded them up in the car, drove over to his house, laid them on the porch, walked away. I did not text anybody. I did not ring the doorbell. I just put them there.
Is there a good chance that someone saw that and was like, laptop, expensive tool?
Somebody either stole it or it got poured on. I don't care.
Yeah. Did you ever get an update from him? I'm like,
nope, never
hey,
asked.
Hey, my laptop's broken. What the hell, girl?
Never asked. I blocked his number.
Yeah, like, I don't care.
So
okay, cool.
I don't even know.
So you have no idea. Yeah.
Nope.
So when he texts you, it shows up green. You're like, she doesn't have a Samsung phone.
Nope. Yeah. Haven't heard from him. Nothing.
Okay.
So that was my last. That was very, I'm not very, like, I'm not going to go punching anything. I'll punch punching bags. But, like, I'm not, like, so aggressive that I'm going to commit a felony.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am sassy. And I like a little bit of revenge.
Oh, yeah. I love revenge.
So that was my revenge. And I felt pretty proud about that.
You should be.
Mm-hmm.
He deserved it.
He did.
He did, yeah.
So there,
and actually, I feel like you could have done more of that.
I could have.
You could have like put them in the rain.
Probably the truth is that he probably got them and they're fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know what? I don't care.
He came out and he's like, oh, cool, my stuff's here. This is awesome. Yeah. And goes inside.
Probably.
You're like, oh, it's ruined. He's like, this is great. My things are right here and everything's just fine. Wow, the rain just missed it. It's amazing.
You know?
Thanks, Morgan.
But I would like to thank
I'm going to send Morgan a text thanking her for this. Oh, I can't text her right now. It's showing up green. Dang.
And if that didn't work, then I hope karma gets to him.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure karma will get him for sure if it hasn't already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably.
That's mine.
Probably has.
That's the last, at least in memory, that I can remember I did something.
Man, I've got some raging ones, but some of my, I mean, I always like to say, I like to tell you all my stuff, but some of them I can't because they're just like.
Let's not get you arrested.
Well, not get me arrested, because it could be work-related anger.
Okay, yeah, let's not do those either.
Yeah, and I don't
want
to.
We don't need HR involved.
I don't want to piss anyone off or anything.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Yeah, and I'm also one of those people, too, that will like get out his anger and like say things, but say it to myself or say it in my space. And if you were to catch you, like, what the hell's wrong with that guy? But I have to release it. Otherwise, if I don't release it, then I will unleash it on that person that I'm mad at.
That's so
it's,
fair.
It's better for me to take it out almost, I guess, on a figurative them or a figurative.
Have you ever had a rage monster for me?
A rage monster for me?
For me.
Oh, for you? No.
Okay.
No, not you.
I just hope that if I would like to express
I'm trying to think,
here
though,
and now.
Yeah. Here and now.
I don't want to be totally raged at, but if you do ever have something that causes a rage monster that is about me, I would love for you to talk to me about it.
Yo, I feel like you're one of the very few that is like, just tell me. Just tell me what's up and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So I don't think
I just want to make sure you know that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had anything with you. I know we've had some stuff we had to go through and deal with that mm-hmm. you and I've had to deal with. We're like, oh my God, are you serious? Like you and me in particular, but like things we've dealt with in the climate.
Life.
Career, work. The
pursuit of happiness.
Yeah, but everyone deals with that kind of stuff with their coworkers and things and figuring things out with other coworkers and things and situations and stuff like that. Anyway, so.
You sound like one of those things at the end. Stipulations may apply.
The CTA?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really good. I read those CTAs. Like those like things at the end, the disclaimers, the legal disclaimers. So Lunchbox has them for some clients like Loan Pronto, and he cuts them so hella slow that even when you speed it up, it sounds crappy.
You know why?
So I'll cut them for him.
And you have a sloth, and the sloth is my favorite creature from the LA Zoo, this world.
On my shirt, yeah.
But Lunchbox, when he does things, reminds me of the sloth on Zootopia.
Yes, where he's like going really slow.
I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, can we just
a little bit go!
Love you, Lunch.
Okay. Yeah, so I'll have to cut his disclaimers at the end because I read them really fast, like just reading them naturally. I don't have to even speed them up. I just read them, and then they're just much faster than how he would do it because it would like you're taking too much time out of the spot. You're causing a problem here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just cut them for you. I don't even tell him because it's just easier for me just to cut them.
There was a little rage monster.
Yeah, so a little rage monster. Yeah.
Okay.
Work-related. Yeah, I don't really ever genuinely get really thoroughly upset at somebody where I take it home or it bothers me or I now hate them forever. Like we all have tiffs and disagreements and things and. I let it go. I mean, when I was younger, I can give you some younger scenarios where I was angry as a younger person.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't mature enough to understand it, process it, and let it move on. I also didn't have full perspective on planet Earth and people and how we are and how we act. And I wasn't giving grace ever for anyone. Ever.
You know, but sometimes when you're in a situation, even as an adult, and you go through something, it's like, okay, to have, we can't have grace all the time.
Yeah.
And people are always going to upset us, and that's what life is. But as long as you don't stab somebody,
yeah, which
you're
I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah,
like it's okay to have a little bit of rage monster. Just don't like take. You can't take it out on anybody.
Yes,
but it's okay to have that rage.
Yes, yeah, I think it's healthy.
Yeah. Otherwise,
because if you bottle it up, then that's people who are serial killers,
you know,
and
life
murderers.
Life is really freaking hard.
Yeah,
and things are really hard. And to think that you can handle every situation perfectly sounds like a nightmare. Honestly.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. To be a robot.
Yeah. So even if you weren't a kid and you want to preface it that you were a kid, let's roll with it.
And even people who are robots and hold it all in, I'm like, so at home, who do they have locked up in their basement? How many people have they murdered?
Well, that's always a possibility.
Yeah, you're like, oh, they're just way too calm.
But if you also don't want to admit to this because you just want to move on with your life, that's okay too.
I'm just trying to think of one. I know one like in high school-ish where I was helping an ex-girlfriend and their family fix their car. And she did something to me. I forget what all the details were because I blacked out on it.
Like, that's fair. Like trauma, you block it.
Yeah, you block, you move on, like whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I think she was in the bed with some dude, like, or I went over there to help her fix the car. And then that's what it was. I don't know. I remember it now. So I went over to.
We just had to walk it back.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember now. I can vividly remember it. I remember going to the house. She needed help with the vehicle that she was driving because the brakes or something was wrong with it. Something like mechanically was wrong with the car. And it was a car that I also had a similar version. So I was really versed on it. Like I could change the oil, the radiator, brakes. I could do all like the basic maintenance on a car, especially the older ones because they're much easier to do. And I remember she needed help with that car. I think it was the radiator. I needed to replace the radiator on it because I just did it on mine. I was like, oh, I could do it to your car too. No problem. I'll get the part. And I bought everything. I bought the parts, bought everything, had it with me, ready to go, bring it over to the house to fix it. I even brought her Chick-fil-A breakfast, her favorite thing, these little chicken mini nuggets.
Perfect.
And like orange, like all the things she wanted. Like I was like, oh, I bring her some breakfast. And then I got this part and I'll fix the car. And then the car is good. And then she can go to work and it's great. Well, I go to the house. Knock on the door, like no one's there. I'm like, well, she knows I'm here because I'm supposed to be coming to do this. And then no one's answering. And then the door is like kind of like ajar. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just come in. Like we've been dating for a long time. Like I know her.
Yeah.
And like, and I know the house and I know the family and everyone's cool with me. It's not like I'm some stranger. The door was unlocked and open. So I was like, I'm not breaking and entering, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
And like, I'm always supposed to be like, I'm always coming over. And so I open the door and then I walk in and I go towards over to her room and there's a dude in her bed. And I'm like, what?
Was she in the bed with the dude?
She was in the bed with the dude. And also just
movie. That's like a bad part of the movie. I know. Though.
And it wasn't like she was like in her 20s and an adult in her own place and her own thing. She was like in a bed with a dude in a house that she lives with her other sisters and her family. And like, so she brought a dude over and slept in the bed, like with other people, like either seeing it or knowing it or sneaking him in. I'm like, oh my God, it's a dude in your bed. And I was like, what the hell?
Tell me you threw the chicken minis at her.
So I ate all the chicken minis.
Oh, dang. It would have been so much funnier if you threw a chicken mini.
No. What I did was because I'm one of those people that likes to like really F with you. So I saw him and I saw her. I didn't say anything. And I went and ate the chicken minis and I went to the garage and I fixed her car. But I fixed it to where I really
So close. So close.
Like I F'd it up.
So like it had more problems?
Oh, it had way more problems than it initially had. So I went in there and I had the radiator. I installed the radiator, but in the process of installing the radiator, I like clamped the hose clamps on the entrance for the coolant to go in and everything. And I broke the hoses and I made radiator fluid leak everywhere. And there was radiator fluid all over the effing garage. And then I damaged the new radiator that I bought and I broke the stuff. And like, I think I carved her initials in it or something or like something like FU.
Oh, you keep the car?
No, the radiator. Oh, so it was okay. On the inside. So they would never see it unless they were to take it out and go, what the hell? Which they had to take it out because it was damaged and broken. And then I found the brake lines and I cut the brake lines.
Okay, like I was with you and I understood all of it till the end.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm assuming she figured all that out before she drove the car.
When you walk into the garage and there's green radiator fluid all over the place, you realize your car is inoperable and it's not driving anywhere.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would.
She'd crank that thing on and it would overheat and it wouldn't go anywhere because the radiator wasn't connected, which keeps the car cool. Dang. So, I mean, I effed that. And then I screwed it up and then I went in my truck and I drove off and I went to work.
Did you ever talk to her again?
Didn't say anything to her. And then, how long was it? Her and I had a weird relationship. And then I think maybe it was like a week later.
You didn't get back together with her, did you?
No, at that point it was over. It was like, I'm done. I think obviously she was done because she's with another dude. And I think we had some other problems. It was just, it was like one of those, like, it's a high school relationship.
Yeah.
You think you're going to get married. You're like 15, 16. You think it's the everything. It's the end all be all.
There's a lot of emotions happening.
So much emotion.
You're experiencing a lot of things for the first time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. More than just a relationship, just life in general. You're like, holy crap. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
And I was, you know, we're all confused and trying to figure things out. I think it's just, you know, the relationship ran its course and we were still holding on to it. And yeah, because then we, for about a week, I don't think we talked for a week or something. And I ended up telling her like, hey, your car's all effed up. So I know it's effed up. And I'm like, don't drive it. Brakes aren't working either, by the way.
So you had like a little bit of a conscience come through.
Yeah. I was like, okay. But I figured she'd just see it. But I was like, let me just tell her everything's all effed up. Don't drive the car. And then, but I'm not fixing it for you. And I'm not paying for it to be fixed. Like, sorry, you're in the bed with some dude.
You know, I will never fathom, understand like the cheating aspect of things. Like,
yeah.
I don't understand why you wouldn't just break up with somebody
yeah.
or end things with someone or get your divorce or whatever. I will never process cheating. Yeah, I've never cheated on anybody, so I think that's why I can't process it.
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't have that in my, it's like when I'm with someone, that is never an option.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not even like a possibility. There's not even a part of me that's like, oh no, it's literally like non-existent.
And if you're swaying that way, it's almost like, okay, I need to take a step back and think, am I happy with this person, or am I just having a problem, or whatever's going on, we need to fix it, or we need to not fix it, just move on.
Yeah.
And I want to see other people. So that's, let's just see other people. We're 15, we're 16, who cares? Let's move on.
Especially at that age. But like,
yeah, but as an adult too, yes.
The processing of it is mind-boggling to me.
I know, yeah. It happened to me a lot.
But it is one of those things that, like, you know where you like can't get it, put your shoes in other person's shoes?
Yeah, you can put your
feet. That's when I can't. Like, I physically don't, I don't have those shoes.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, they're not in my stock, yeah.
Yeah, like, I wish I could understand. I wish I was a little bit more empathetic about it, but I'm, nope.
But I'm not.
Shoes, what is it? Feet don't feel me now.
Feet don't feel me now. Oh, then I saw her a week later, and she was over at a friend's house or something. And then I came, I think I had to give her back something, like kind of like you were talking about giving something back. Mm-hmm. And I had to give her back something. I forget what it was. And I came there to give it back to her. And she was like butt ass naked in her room. And I could see that she was naked because she was like she was doing it on purpose. She's not stupid. Very smart girl. And I could see her from the mirror, and she's just hanging out. And I'm like, oh God. But then part of me was like, man, I kind of want to hit that.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, man, I really want to go after that right now. I was like, no, I can't. I got to stay strong. Some other guy was already all up in that, and I don't want to be a part of that anymore. And that's another thing too. Like, whenever someone like sleeps with somebody else, like, you're just like, you're just dead to me. And all I can think about is that. And it was like, ugh, gross. Mm-hmm. And so then she was like walking around, flopping everywhere, and was like, God. I was like, ugh. And I was like, nope, stop it. And she came out, walking out. And I'm like,
this is a little too detailed for me. I'm just not really sure how to handle it. But I'm trying.
This is a little too detailed for me and probably three other people listening right now.
Hilarious, but detailed.
But it's like one of those rom-coms where, like, you come over, they're naked.
I know, but like, you had all the details going, and then
I didn't give you all the details. I'm just giving you some of the PG-13 details. Okay. But I will say that I stayed strong. I gave her items. I got to go back to work. I can't do this.
Got it.
And she's like, she was kind of like, oh, really? Like, twirling her hair. And I'm like, God, man. Like, no, I can't. I can't throw this.
Stay strong.
Stay strong. And I left.
Proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Still sad you didn't throw a chicken biscuit, though.
I know. I ate them. I was hungry. I paid for them. I was broke.
I know. But I'm telling you.
I know.
Next time, like, you don't even have to throw it at them. You just throw it at the wall.
Throw it at the wall.
Get a little bit out.
Hell yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break before I get more details that I'm not going to be able to leave my mind.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess. the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again. The First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances. And the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Scuba.
Yeah.
We're changing gears majorly here.
Shifting gears, they say.
Yeah, speaking of cars.
Okay.
No, I meant speaking of cars, we're shifting gears.
Oh, yeah.
You get me now? You with me?
Well, yeah, I got that. I know it was a car thing, but you're not going to talk about cars then?
No. I meant like...
That was assumed.
Okay. we're going into some... I always told people we are unhinged.
I know.
We are.
It's okay.
Suggestion time. We're going to talk about some suggestions.
Okay, you're unhinged though, right? Too, right?
No, I am unhinged, there but you go. We are unhinged.
Yeah, we are unhinged.
Is what I would say.
But Morgan's on hinge.
Yep. Okay.
Guys.
Glad we clarified that.
Yes, yeah.
I want to bring back Food World for a moment here.
Okay, yeah.
Because Subway just dropped new sidekicks.
What's
on
a
their
sidekick?
Menu. Let me break it down for you.
Okay,
so they partnered up with Annie Ann's, who I love Annie Ann's.
Dude, have you ever, they don't have them anymore, and it may be part of like a secret menu in some places. Do you remember as a child going to the mall and getting the cinnamon twist with glaze on top and Auntie Ann's?
Mm-mm.
Maybe they weren't. Maybe it was a regional thing. But in Florida, growing up, Altamont Mall, Fashion Square Mall, Mall Millennia, and Oviedo Mall, you would go to the Auntie Ann's, and it was on display. And man, it was so freaking delicious. And I think I want to try it because I think it's a secret thing. They just don't make it anymore because it's very like...
Well, they still have icing, and they do still have cinnamon pretzels.
Okay, so it's cinnamon, raisin, and even the dough is different. And then they put glaze all over it. It is...
I have seen some places have cinnamon raisin.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
So it may be a regional thing.
So sorry, sidekicks.
No, but that's good to know.
If
you're in Florida, try and go get the cinnamon raisin icing situation.
Try, yeah.
But sidekicks, they teamed up with Annie Ann. So they have three new sidekicks. They're foot-long snacks.
Okay.
One of them is a foot-long cookie.
Okay.
One is a foot-long churro. And one is a foot-long pretzel.
The cookie, is it shaped... like a cookie?
Literally, no, they're all shaped like footlongs.
Oh, they're footlongs. Oh, cool. I was going to ask you. I was hoping they would do that.
Yeah, like they're literally all
churro
footlongs.
Cookie. What was the other one?
A churro cookie and a pretzel.
Oh, hell yeah.
And now you can get these at Subway.
All locations?
Yeah, as far as I don't know.
Okay.
Like let me look while you can talk about it.
Sometimes like at participating locations only, and that's like only like in Bakersfield, California, Wichita, Kansas, Kansas City, Kansas, and Albany, New York. You're like, well, I'm near none of those.
Yeah, it's everywhere.
Okay, cool.
I used to love
Subway. I used to go there all the time, especially when I was broke, because they had those $5 footlongs, and I'd buy a footlong for $5, and I'd have one half for dinner and save the other half for like the next day's dinner.
Yeah, see, and I used to love Subway too, but Goodson's was my place to go in Wichita. It's a regional place, and
it was so
good.
Yeah, I like the regional stuff too.
Yeah, they are available nationwide as of Monday, January 22nd.
This
week.
I would love to try it out. That'd be awesome.
I know. I feel like that'd be a fun food world too, because those are just fun little.
And get all three of them.
And also the fact that they're footlongs, like that's the connection with Subway.
And it's shaped like a sub.
Dude, Subway cookies were always bomb.
Oh, the best, especially when they were fresh and they'd come out fresh.
I always want one. I'd see them, I'm like, ooh, that looks warm and yummy, and it was.
Oh yeah, they were always, that was their slogan, like freshly baked cookies around the clock or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to go to Subway and do a little like food world.
Oh yeah, I would love to see that. I want to visually see and hold a foot long cookie, but shaped like a sub. It's so cool.
I know. And then the pretzel, I mean, we've seen pretzels.
Oh yeah, pretzels. Yeah.
And churros do typically look like that.
Yeah,
the size but a cookie, of a ruler, but.
That's where I got my mind bended is the cookie.
Yeah, I don't think you can like hold it up. Especially if it's soft and warm, but
you
could lay it down.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
I get what you're saying, yeah.
Okay, so that's the food world that we got happening.
I like that.
Do you have anybody that musically that you're obsessed with right now? Because I have this guy, Randall King.
Yeah, Randall King, he's awesome.
Oh my God.
Did you go to his thing at the planetarium?
No, and I should have.
You effed up.
I'm so sad I didn't scuba because let me tell you why. Literally, I have been playing him on repeat for the last few months. Like repeat. I cannot stop listening to his music.
Yeah.
Like every song, every album. I didn't realize that was him.
Yeah, I didn't even know who. Only reason I went to is because it said, because we get invited to a lot of these where it's like, come check out the artist, and usually just at a regular venue. But when I saw Science Center Planetarium,
and I almost went because of that too.
And the graphic was so The graphic was so cool.
Yeah,
I was like, what is this going to be like at a planetarium? How I was just so boggled by the concept of it being at a planetarium,
and it was cool,
and it was so cool.
Now I'm so sad.
So cool, but also weird too.
Okay.
Can I explain to you what happened?
Yeah. I'm still gonna love him. I love his music.
Oh no, it was great. So you get there and you go to the planetarium, and the planetarium, for anyone that has never been to one, it's just like a big, huge, round dome. And normally they show like constellations and things like that, and you look up and you have a full sphere like view of it, and it looks really cool, and it's kind of like it's just unique.
It's like you're laying under the stars almost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most science centers have it. A lot of us went as kids to see it on field trips. But they transformed the sphere. Instead of being like constellations in the sky, it was like this graphic from his album, like that neon looking bar out like in the middle of like the desert and stuff. And it was all over the entire like ceiling and all around you. And on the stage in front had this like little like fake fire, like he was camping out in like the Texas desert or something, and a microphone and a stand, and that was it. And so we're sitting there, we have drinks, and the cups even are glow in the dark cups that they had.
Cool. I'm so sad.
It was so unique. And then all of a sudden, and there isn't like normally there's like an introduction of like, hey, here's Randall King, and he's gonna come out, and he's got his album coming out. We hope you add the songs in February. It was none of that. It just started, and all of a sudden,
he just walked out.
Lights went down, and the sky went darker, and like shooting stars went across, and like different graphics showed up. And for every song that played, he didn't perform at first. Every song that played had a different kind of cool graphic for it, and the song would play. It was like a preview of the album.
Didn't
play all the songs, because I think the full album is like 20 something songs, and they played the 18 songs. They played the songs they wanted to highlight. Figured were going to be the ones that everyone would want to check out.
See, this is why I didn't go, because it was going to be an album listening party, and I did do that for Morgan Wallen's, and it was fine. It was cool, but that was like
36 songs though.
Yeah, and they only showed you like a minute of each song, and they just like were rolling through, and you're sitting there with like headphones on, and you're kind of like, okay,
like a silent
disco.
We're
like cattle pigs.
Yeah,
yeah, and we're all lined up sitting. It was definitely bizarre.
Yeah, this was bizarre in the sense of how he handled it though, because I didn't know who Randall King was. I had no idea. I was going based on the graphic in the planetarium.
Yeah, and he has like millions of listeners.
I had no idea. And so he does this whole thing, and then this guy pops up, and it was almost like a Disney animatronic. You ever been to Disney?
Yeah, well, seen, like Chuck E. Cheese.
Like Chuck E. Cheese, but that's kind of like shaky and weird. This was almost like it was very polished, like you're going on like a Pirates of Caribbean or Carousel of Progress.
Got it.
And he was very like animated, but not like weird, like Jim Carrey animated, but just like it didn't. I was like, is he a robot? And because he would do like this whole like character, like, well, now Randall out there in the woods was having a hard time. And he was like, had this whole like storyline, and even played like the front, you know, in Frontierland at Disney World or Disneyland, has like that like Western-y.
I know,
like,
what you're talking about.
Theme music.
Very creepy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of like creepy. But they played that in between the songs, and he would have like a whole skit like, well, you know, Randall had a girl and he didn't appreciate her. Da, 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 da.
So it was kind of like acting.
He was definitely acting. It was almost like we were watching a demo reel for like an audition for Yellowstone. So at first I was kind of tripped up, and I kind of laughed a couple times. I was like, is he serious?
Like, what's happening?
Like what in the hell? I mean, my wife were like, what is happening right now? And everyone's like eating it up. I'm like, planetarium's cool, but this is kind of weirding me out. This is very, very odd.
Okay.
But then the songs would play. I'm like, oh, damn, that's a bad song. Okay, cool. You play another one. It was very like 90s country.
Yeah.
And then you'd hear some like more of like the new age country feel into it, where it just has that sound, you know, I'm trying to explain, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking
about. But a lot of 90s and a lot of like that new pop country.
I was going to say, he has some pop country, but he definitely leans into the more traditional.
Yes. Yeah, so a lot of the ones they played first were traditional. Mm-hmm. And my favorite song from him from that listening party was a song called Could Have Been Love.
And oh, yeah.
Oh, my. It reminds me of Alan Jackson, Itty Bitty, and Garth Brooks a little bit.
It is a cover.
Oh, it is a cover.
But I
could have been loved.
I say cover. I think it might be one of those that utilizes an interpretation of a past song.
Yes.
I don't know what those are called.
Yeah, it's almost like not a cover, but it's like not a sample, because a sample would use like but I know what you're saying, though. It's like a hybrid of a sample and a cover.
Yeah, at least I'm 99% sure, because when it came on and I heard it, I was like, I know I've heard this song before.
Yeah.
Like, I could recognize it, but I haven't been able to find anything about it like online to be like,
I look too.
Or whatever. But
But I listen to Alan Jackson Itty Bitty. I listen to Garth Brooks' song about something about in the song, and the, not that one, but another one. But they just had that sound, that vibe of those two, like almost a hybrid of those two, but his spin and take on it. And the song is effing phenomenal.
And maybe it's just so closely resembles one of them, and Could be why.
Or he's influenced, but I mean, he grew up in that time frame. You're influenced by it, and it becomes your music. And also, that sound is just so iconic, and it's so awesome. Good. But the song they chose to take the radio was not the one I thought that I would have taken the radio. Yeah, I'm like, oh, I would have done Could Have Been Love. It was so much more like.
Well, and that's, I feel like that's the one he's been pushing too.
Could Have Been Love?
Yeah, because it's been single, new release, Could Have Been Love.
Oh, okay.
So it might be, they might have changed it.
Yeah, because they were really pushing on another one. I think, it could be That Rain, I believe, is what they're pushing for.
I have two favorite ones from him, and it's You in a Honky Tonk and Hey Cowgirl.
Okay.
Those
old ones or new ones?
They are from 2022. So here, I'll see if I can get, Hold on. I'm trying to get to the chorus. Only play 5 seconds.
I know. Oh, that's cool, yeah.
So that's one of them.
Okay, so these are the older ones. These are not off new album, right?
No, these are off Shot Glass album, which was 2022. So let me, I'm literally just doing this on my phone right now, guys, so sorry. Ah!
Okay.
So that's a vibe that you're getting from that.
And, and this is the Could Have Been Love, so you get the taste of that. Oh, I need the speaker on, right?
Yeah, the audio
on. Put the volume on?
Come on, Grandpa.
I know. And then I press play, nothing happens. Look.
Do you want me to try and play it? Oh, we got this email.
And you got my email.
You want me to play it? I got it up here.
Yeah, Could Have Been Love would be great if it would just play on my computer.
I got you. Okay, I don't want to get in trouble. I'm telling you, it is attached to something. Yes. I know I've heard that song
before. I know, it has to be. But I really liked him. I was pretty impressed by the whole thing. Again, it was really weird with the whole, I was like, man, am I some sort of like, are we in a Matrix? And he's like, this is Walt Disney's ultimate creation. It's like a moving, living animatronic. And because he did the whole thing.
Weird, I get it, but
it was weird. He never broke the character until the very end. Then he goes, all right, everyone, by the way, that story was actually not about Jim Bob. It was about me, Randall King. And this album's coming out. Da, 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 and I really appreciate y'all. And then he performed one song live, but I think it was like one of the older ones. He's like, I want to, you know, thank all my day one fans out there. And he played an older song. Wasn't on the new album. Pretty good live too.
His thing says he has 1.2 million monthly listeners. So he has a big following.
That's a lot.
For and just being a newer artist.
Never heard of my whole life.
Yeah.
It was incredible. And then we were leaving and went to the bathroom, and they have one of those couple bathrooms.
Wife go to the bathroom together?
We went to the bathroom together just because of convenience, because the other bathrooms were kind of like, everyone had flooded out, lines were kind of long, and that this one was open, and my wife was like, we're going to go in there. So we go in there and we do our thing. Like, we didn't do anything sexual. It was just going to the bathroom. She went to the bathroom, and then when she was done, I went to the bathroom and we wash hands, whatever. And then right as we go to walk out to leave, we open the door and there's this woman standing there, and we're like, oh! And then I was like, she's like, oh, don't worry about it. Me and Randall use that bathroom all the time. And then I was like, oh my God, this is Randall's
wife
girlfriend? Or girlfriend or whatever. And I was like, oh, we were just kind of like, let's get the hell out of here. So I met his girlfriend. She's really nice.
Oh, that's
or wife, fiance, whatever she was. But yeah, I think his music's phenomenal.
Yeah.
I'd love to have him on the show too.
Me too. I'm like obsessed. Like when I tell you, like, I play him in the car, I play him at home.
Yeah.
And I just listen to all of his music.
Yeah.
Like, and it puts me, I don't know why, I just love it.
It's just, it kind of takes you, it transports you back into a time when country music was really, really, really good, but with a new spin on it.
Yeah. Like it's traditional, but it's still got a poppy feel to it.
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. I love it. That's funny. We both liked them. That's cool.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, so then I kind of stole your suggestion too, then. Unless you have another one. Do you have an artist that you really love that you want to throw into here?
I was so fixated on Randall King.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I have been too.
Yeah. Well, you probably have for other reasons too, because he's a pretty good looking dude as well.
Well, no. I stumbled on You in a Honky Tonk.
Okay.
And then I heard Hey Cowgirl, and I was like, oh my God, I love these. And then I just started listening to everything. I was like, I love all of it.
Okay.
So it was like a process of falling in love with music.
Okay.
And then I saw that, he's a cute guy, but then, that wasn't why.
Yeah, he's all right.
Mm-hmm.
I like really into just like older hip hop and stuff. You ever heard of a guy named Bobby Sessions?
Are these older and you just, still listen to them?
Well, no. What you're saying that I have like older? Or
no,
like,
I mean, like, are the... I didn't know if you were giving me, because you're like, I listen to old hip hop. I didn't know if you were going to give me a rapper and be like, he's from the 90s and just haven't heard of him.
No, no. I was like, I was trying to like, do I tell her old stuff? But then I was like, no, I think I have a newer song here. Okay. His name is Bobby Sessions. I believe this is a newer one. Maybe you can see when it came out. The song is called Emotional.
Oh, he's a Grammy winner.
Emotional. Bobby Sessions. It's a pretty good, I mean, it's a pretty dope song.
I have heard this. TikTok, man.
Oh, TikTok. Okay. Mm-hmm. It only has 2,000 Shazams, which usually is another indicator if it's doing well or not. But that's a really cool song. And there's another song I was trying to find really fast. It's about, it's called Anxiety. Mm. Do you hear that one?
Okay. I do know who this is. I think
Bobby Sessions.
I think he was maybe more of the writer and stuff behind stuff.
Okay.
But he's also, okay, this is how I found him. Because I watched Blue Beetle, the superhero movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
He did the song Fight on it.
Okay.
And it's a really good song.
Okay, cool. But, yeah, I like him. And then there's a song called Anxiety, which I think this is a true sample of Gautier. Remember that song?
Yep.
Somebody that I used to know, somebody that
I used to know.
So this is called Anxiety, and the artist is Sleepy Hollow featuring Dochi. Spicy, do what you do, but just do it precisely. They got to talk to you nicely. Check on your head, but it's nothing like that.
Do you just keep going back and forth for the 5 seconds?
You hear that? Ding, 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 ding. And it's like, dun, 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 dun. It's like really cool.
Wait, I couldn't tell if you were hiding it because there was cuss words or because you're trying to only have the 5 seconds.
I'm clearly not worried about the cuss words.
Okay.
I'm just with the 5 seconds.
Okay. I couldn't tell what was happening there. Like, Scuba would like have it to the mic and lead it down and I could edit it.
I was trying to get to that point where you hear the anxiety.
Yeah. Dun, 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 those are good songs. Yeah, Bobby cool. Sessions, and we got the song Anxiety.
Yeah.
Good suggestion.
Yeah.
Look at you having new things.
I know.
Okay.
Look at me.
That's all I had for this week.
Oh, and I love Camila Cabello, Liar. Have you heard that song?
I do love Camila Cabello.
Oh, I love Camila. Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello. The Camila always throws me off to put L's in the Cabello.
Yes. People will say her name wrong all over the globe. People,
it's Cabello or whatever.
Yeah, Cabello for Cabello. And I've heard Camila. It's Camila Cabello.
Camila Cabello. Cabello.
Straight from her mouth.
That's a mouthful. Yes. Great song.
Oh no, that's awesome. I think that's also a sample. Oh no, here she goes, just another baby. Yeah.
Do you think sampling has been really hot this last few years? Like, I think that's been a big part of songwriting lately.
It is, because this sounds a lot like Ace of Base. You know that song, Ace of Base? Because it's like, oh no, here she goes, just another baby. Hey, bah, nah,
nah, nah, bah. Yes.
All that she wants is another baby. She's going to my boy. All that she wants is another baby.
A lot of her music, honestly.
I love Camila.
Her song Bam Bam with Ed Sheeran's really good, too.
Yeah, okay. I haven't heard that one, I don't think.
Bam Bam?
Yeah, maybe I haven't heard that one.
Okay, hold on. Let me play it. I assumed you would have. Oh, that's the karaoke version. We don't want that.
No, we don't.
Okay, hold on.
Oh, yeah. It's like that cover of Chitty Bum Bum Bum.
I think so. Like I said, I think sampling has been really hot for music.
Havana. Ooh, Havana with Young Thug.
She's got some good ones, man.
Yeah, she does. Okay. I love Camila Cabello.
All right. Well, that's your musical suggestion and a Subway food suggestion, mostly because I just like the idea of footlong snacks.
Yes, me too. Who doesn't? That sounds awesome.
All right. Anything else you want to add before we jump out of here, Scuba?
No, this is just part one. So get ready for part two. And then, please don't forget part three, the Q&A where we go hard. Yeah, we're about to go hard, right?
We were quite literally unhinged.
Oh yeah, that one. And we kept it in a pretty good, like, how long is this one looking like right now?
50.
Okay. So Q&A is even shorter.
It is.
It's even shorter?
Because I literally had to keep cutting off. Yeah. I'm like, your wife is going to kill me.
Yeah. It was a little long. It was going to go long.
Yeah.
But you tamed the lion.
I did.
And you reigned
the rage monster.
The rage monster.
I tamed him.
Yes. Yeah.
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 Not to omit your emotions, because I would like you to express them, but for the sake of timing, I had to. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, tell the people where they can find you.
You can find me on three platforms. They're known as, not Facebook, Twitter X, Instagram.
Twitter and X is the same platform.
Yeah, Twitter X. I call it Twitter X. Twitter X, IG, and TT. Scuba Steve Radio, SCBA, STVI Radio.
There he is.
Oh!
You can follow the show on all platforms at Bobby Bones Show. YouTube performances are up there. We've got a lot of fun stuff going on BobbyBones.com too. If you want to look at some blogs and Too Much All Access is almost, it's not almost, there's a lot of mouthfuls happening right now.
Yeah, there
too
is.
Too Much
yeah.
Access is also on BobbyBones.com if you want to see those videos.
It is, yes.
And at WebGirl Morgan if you want to come hang out with me.
Is B-Real? B-Real still a thing? You guys still doing that?
I still have it. I don't use it.
I knew it. I told you guys.
I do still use Threads, though.
Yeah, but I told you guys about BeReal. Everyone's like, oh, this is going to be
You never know, though. Like, yeah, you but just I do, never though. No, you but don't. I know. Because yeah, you I do. Thought the same thing about TikTok, and guess what? It's still here.
Yeah, but guess what? It may be not
No,
here.
It's not. It's been here for like 5 years.
I don't know.
So it did succeed.
I don't know.
Because it's like Vine. Vine succeeded. Even though it went away, Vine succeeded.
Has TikTok been around for 5 years
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I was here literally right before COVID.
Oh, it's been,
which is also just ironic. I don't know. I'm going to not go on that conspiracy theory.
That's been 5 years. It is ironic, right?
Yeah. Okay. Goodbye. Okay. Go check out part two and part three.
That's the best bits of the week with Morgan. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the other two parts this weekend. Go follow the show on all social platforms.
At Bobby Bones Show. And follow at WebGirl Morgan.
To submit your listener questions for next week's episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.